Glocken in Europa.
Nachts um 2 Uhr.
At 2 in the morning, the first copper ingot is fed into a furnace.
Und dann immer runter
and in more and more go down that flaming belly,
mit dem Zinn zusammen,
together with the tin. 7,500 weight.
Die Glockenspeise.
Bell metal. Bronze.
Es ist soweit.
The moment's arrived.
Die rote Suppe
the red brew has turned yellowish white. 1120 degrees.
16 Glocken.
16 bells will be cast this morning.
Die Geburt einer Glocke hat noch niemals.
No one has ever witnessed the birth of a bell. That happens down below.
In der Erde.
In the ground. The 16 molds are dug in front of the furnace.
Der Boden festgestampft.
The earth is pressed down tight to prevent the molds cracking under the pressure of the molten metal.
Es wird immer Ruhe vor dem Guss.
There is always silence before the cast.
Und in der Ruhe sitzt immer die
Erde. A tense silence.
Die Bauern aus dem Friesischen
the peasants from the Frisian village,
der neuen Glocken,
which is to get 3 of the new bells, take off their hats.
Ihr Pfarrer faltet die Hände.
Their minister is folding his hands to say grace first.
Das ist so, wie es immer war.
It is as it has always been.
Wir beten, allmächtiger Gott, du Schöpfer aller guten und vollkommenen Gaben,
Creator of all good and perfect gifts, thou who hast bestowed upon man the art to cast bells from the ore of the earth, grant us thine blessing that the new bells cast here today be free from any flaw, to proclaim thine glory and to call to thy holy service thine faithful flock.
Und alle Zeit deine Ehre verkündigen, und deine in Christo Jesu erlöste Gemeinde zum Gottesdienst rufen mögen. Amen.
Fangen wir in Gottes Namen an.
Nur hören kann man die Geburt einer Glocke.
One can only hear the birth of a bell.
Wenn die Bronze widerwillig
when
und schwer
reluctant
aus dem
and heavy,
blubbert,
the bronze bubbles from the furnace, a blazing mire, crackling through the feeder pipes until it sears its way into the dug-in molds so that the air escapes with a hissing sound.
Raus!
A bell is a cry out of metal, invented because it was vital for man to give alarm of danger quicker than he could run and spread it further than his own voice would carry.
Feuer, Sturm.
Fire, Storm.
Überschwemmung.
Flood, Attack.
Flucht.
Flight.
Eine Glocke ist der Gemeindediener.
A bell is a parish clerk.
Sie ruft Versammlungen.
Calling for assemblies, church services, and tolling the time. It announces a wedding, or a christening, or a death.
Eine Glocke ist Musik.
A bell is music.
Sie singt die Feste.
It sings the feasts, glorifies God, and jubilates over peace.
Eine Glocke ist eine Prostituierte.
A bell is a prostitute.
Sie brüllt, was man will.
It yells out whatever you wish.
Auch Mord.
Murder.
Verschwörung.
Conspiracy. Revolution.
Hinrichtung.
Execution. Plague. Famine. And war.
Eine Glocke ist Material.
A bell is just matter.
Kupfer und Zinn.
Copper and tin. And that is its undoing.
Im Kriegsjahr 1940 erlässt die nationalsozialistische Regierung den kalten Befehl.
In the war year 1940, the Nazi regime coldly gives orders that, to safeguard the reserves of metal for a long-term conduct of war, all German church bells must be handed over to the armament industry. Copper and tin are strategic materials. Natural resources on German territory are negligible.
Nach Absicht
Hermann Göring's intentions are that only 10 bells are to be preserved in the whole of Germany. The church authorities secure as a final concession the upkeep of 5%. Total loss? 47,000 bells.
Messingkartuschen für Granaten und Maschinengewehre.
Brass cartridges for grenades and machine gun ammunition. Copper for the axle bearings of heavy engines.
Und die deutsche Kriegsmaschine.
The aircraft industry has a continuous demand for tin.
Dieser gepanzerte Koloss.
And the German war machine, that armored colossus, rolls slowly across Europe.
Die deutschen Glocken reichen nicht mehr aus.
The German bells no longer suffice.
Polen liefert.
Poland delivers up bells.
Tschechoslowakei.
Czechoslovakia.
Holland.
Holland.
Belgien.
Belgium. France.
Italien.
Italy.
Österreich.
Austria.
Ungarn.
Hungary.
33,000 Glocken für die deutsche Rüstungsindustrie.
33,000 bells for the German arms industry.
Bei Kriegsende.
At the end of the war, the silence in Europe is that of a graveyard.
Insgesamt 80,000 Glocken.
Altogether 80,000 bells are missing.
In den Türmen hängt oft nur noch.
In the church towers, there often hangs but one bell, the smallest one.
Die Totenglocke.
The passing bell.
Auf dem schmalen Friedhof.
From the small cemetery outside the Hungarian town of Sopron, the passing bell knells for old Laszlo Bozo, dead for 3 days.
Sie läutet, dass der Pfarrer.
It knells to say that the priest has just left the house of the gravedigger and is now going towards the chapel.
Die Anverwandten sitzen.
The relatives sitting.
Die Freunde stehen.
The friends standing.
Goldverzierter Sarg.
A coffin decked with gold.
Blumen.
Flowers.
Brennende Kerzen.
Burning candles.
Thank you.
And God said unto man, I have raised thee from the dust, and to the dust thou shalt return. In the night of February 1st, 1953, a Sunday, fate keeps ticking along the ever-vulnerable Dutch coast.
Über der so verwundbaren niederländischen Küste.
Heavy storms from the northwest had for days lashed huge masses of water from the Atlantic into the channel. Then the hurricane,
dann Orkan,
pushing the high tide against the coast,
der das angestaute Wasser
gegen there's a full moon. It's spring tide. The rivers are at flood level.
Und im Licht des Vollmonds beginnt nun der Tod
in the light of the full moon, death bestirs himself to stalk over the dikes, to test whether they will stand firm.
Hinter den Deichen,
beyond them, in the reclaimed lowlands, all's asleep. At 5 o'clock, the first dike gives way. With a thunderous crash, the whipped-up sea reaches out for the other side and rushes in so quickly that no one can escape into the expanse of open country. When the first sleepers awaken but to drown in their beds, they hear nothing but the bursting window panes and the gurgling waters. The mayor of Auerkirk is woken up by the telephone.
Das Wasser kommt.
The waters are coming.
Er rennt.
He runs to the church, up the tower,
in den Turm,
and pulls at the rope of the only bell to warn the people on the scattered farms.
Um die Bauern der weit verstreut liegenden Gehöfte wachzumachen.
The islands vanished underwater.
Nur noch die Kirche mit der Dorfanlage.
All that's left is the church and some high ground.
In schwerem Seegang treiben die Dächer.
Through the heavy seas drift the roofs of the houses, with most of the farmers on top.
20 sind an diesem Morgen ertrunken.
20 of them lost their lives this morning.
Aber allein im Nachbardorf.
But already in the next village, 300 drowned. The Chimes of Dordrecht. These are the most joyous bells in Europe. They can be solemn and gay. They can laugh, console, and amuse. The Chimes of Delft.
alter Spruch.
An old saying.
Glocken sollte man vor Seligkeit nicht hören.
The most beautiful bells are those you cannot hear from sheer happiness, and which yet you can never forget. Then it is as it ought to be.
Hirsch, ich frage dich, hast du vor Gott dein Gewissen geprüft?
A wedding in Upper Bavaria. In the presence of God, I take you, Maria, to be my lawfully wedded wife. In the presence of God, I take you,
Hirs,
to be my lawfully wedded husband. A baptism in Flemish Ghent, Belgium.
God die uit water en heilige geest alle gedoopten tot één volk hebt verzameld rondom uw zoon Jezus Christus.
Lord, thou who hast gathered together all those baptized as one people unto thy son Jesus Christ through the water and the Holy Ghost, bestow then thy blessing upon this water by which these children shall be baptized.
Christoph Gustav van der Velde.
Christoph Gustav van der Velde.
Geboren am 19. Februar 1973.
Born on February 19th, 1973 at 1:25 a.m.
Sohn eines Metallarbeiters und erstes Kind.
The son and first child of a metal worker.
Wir wünschen dir.
We wish you.
Sollen es die Glocken sagen.
Let the bells say it. Great bell of St. Stephen's, cast from cannons.
Gegossen aus Kanonen. Krakau.
Krakau. Old Sigismund.
Gegossen aus Kanonen.
Cast from cannons.
Aus Deutschland.
From Germany. Cologne Cathedral, Stout Peter,
der dicke Peter,
cast from cannons.
Aus Kanonen.